Ladies and gentlemen and everyone.
Let's go.
In between.
Let's go.
Welcome back. I was like, what's going on? Why are we whispering?
Why are you whispering?
Welcome back to the Midgar Minute Podcast. I am Chris, joined as always by my lovely and faithful co-host, Nick. Nick, how you doing on this fine evening?
Oh, I'm moseying, bro. I'm moseying. The trailer we're talking today was 60 seconds of pure beef, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Grade A. USDA
Prime. Grade A beef. Oh, yeah.
Grade A Wagyu. So we have a brand new little, as IGN calls it, the official trailer for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I guess, you know.
I think that just means it's the one that's going to play on YouTube ads.
That's the one that's going to get chopped up and it's going to play on the Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
They're just getting it out ahead of time, you know. But, so we're going to talk about that. And there's some meaty findings in there. But speaking of moseying, a really good segue. I want to give a special shout out, as always, to our lovely folks over at the Mosey Gang, which are the fine folks who support the podcast by giving us at least $1 a month or $1 once, and you can get access to our Discord, and you can come hang out. We're talking about stuff. We talk about memes. We talk about goddamn everything. And I'm hoping by the time this goes up, I don't know. I hope to be starting some sort of thing where I'm playing through Remake in the lead up to Rebirth. And I'm still not sure if we're going to do it on the Discord or not, or we're just going to stream it. But we'll see how it goes. But before we get too delayed here, I just want to give a special thanks to Scott, Kyle, AJ, Danny, Kevin, Jillian, Brianne, Matt, Sam, Charlotte, Cameron, Garrett, Dan M, Ryan, Petros, Matt M, Tyos 48, Colton, Tone, Kimmy, Chris G, John, Flynn, Jim, Joey, Trey, Carmen, Gracie, and new supporter of the show, Benjamin.
Benjamin!
Thank you, Benjamin. And, of course, as always, special shout-outs to Carmen for the lovely intro and outro music that we love so, so much. Capstone Audio on YouTube, I believe. Go check them out. Tell them we sent you. But with that all being said, if you're interested, links in the description. The social media, yada, yada, yada. Let's talk about this trailer. which starts red hot in the beginning. Red hot. Fire hot. Nibelheim incident.
And a new look.
Yeah. It's we've
see Cloud often, actually on the floor.
We've often discussed on this show that the Nibelheim incident is another one of those sort of like linchpin points in the lore of this story, you know. So we've seen it in so many different ways. We've seen it, you know, obviously in OG and Crisis Core, and in fucking Before Crisis, in a weird, isometric 2D Gumby form. And I was watching this and I was like, it's the Nibelheim incident. Yeah. We all know what it is, right? But I actually am like, oh, they're probably going to make this shit way more traumatic this time around.
Oh yeah. I think we're going to see
Sephiroth just murking everyone instead of it all just being everyone, like implied. Like,
we're going to actually see the moment that Sephiroth kills Cloud's mom, because those words he says to him in Remake, the runaway Cloud, like those are his mom's words. Like that's why Sephiroth's mocking him when he says that at the beginning of Remake. So we're going to see
That's what I was thinking also.
Yeah, we're going to see, actually probably see Cloud's mom go down. And again, that looks to be the mayor of Nibelheim holding the shotgun.
Yeah, our cowboy mayor.
Fuck all that's going to do.
Yeah, you know, at least he tried, you know.
him going down with the town is a lot more than most mayors will do. So you know right. what? He's going down respect. With the town. I respect it. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, those boots. I mean, come on. How can you not love those boots? He looked straight out of Red Dead, mm-hmm. this guy. I love it. But then, yeah, you got to remember that Nibelheim's a hick town, basically, you know?
Yep.
And you're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, everyone kind of just remember, like, oh, everyone just remembers Tifa and her outfit. And then, like, everyone else in the town, like, when you're there in Crisis Core, you're just kind of like, oh, everyone just looks kind of normal here. And then Tifa just has a whole, the whole cowgirl getup for... It just seems so out of place there, but then you're like, oh, no, it's supposed to be this. But I feel like they're going to lean into that a bit more, and we kind of already saw that with the Chocobo Ranch stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm excited. You know, this game,
same.
The more I see it, the more I'm like, damn, this game looks really good. Like, it just, you know, it's vibrant. It's just, yeah, it's looking really good so far. Even the fires of Nibelheim look great. But then, yeah, we get a little bit more. So, this whole thing that we keep seeing this news broadcast of, this event that's happening, is that happening at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the end of the remake, right?
So, this is either part of that recap, and this is the end of remake. Mm-hmm. Or this is maybe Meteor, maybe a new event horizon.
It's very strange because it keeps coming up in these trailers. And it just makes me think, like, okay. And they also keep showing the end fight of Remake, you know, from the different perspectives. And I'm like, okay, there's something that's like the nexus point, maybe. Like, when them stepping over into the singularity is, like, the nexus point, and then, you know, maybe in this, over here, there was just, like, shit going on while we were fighting Sephiroth. There was just, like, shit happening, because we were technically in the same area, but, like, not on the same, I don't know, plane of existence? I don't know how to describe it, you know what I mean? It's you know, so maybe it's, like, oh, we were, like, there, but not really... But, like, there's Sephiroth was still affecting stuff in this world. I don't know. It's very interesting that they keep bringing it up, though, and showing it to us, and being like, I don't know. It's one of those things I keep tripping up on and being like, this is definitely important somehow, and I just don't quite know yet. But, we see Zack.
Zack and Cloud, White Feather, which, you know, the hill I'm dying on is that's Angeal.
That's Angeal. I mean, I feel like a lot of people focus on Genesis coming back, but I honestly think the likelihood of seeing Angeal is even higher than seeing Genesis.
Just because of the insistence on this White Feather.
Yes. And I know we were talking about this the other day, that you mentioned that people were saying that was Aerith.
Yeah, people for some reason or for another keep saying the White Feather is Aerith, but we all know that if we're going to associate Aerith with a totem, it's a flower. Mm-hmm. That White Feather is Angeal. Come on.
Yeah, like if it was,
I'm not
it was,
crazy.
If it was flower petals like flying past his face or something, then I'm like, okay, sure, I got you. But yeah, I mean, a White Feather, and we've seen, you know, Aerith's probable death scene in the last trailer with the black feathers, and we know obviously Sephiroth with the black feathers, and
Mm-hmm.
The feathers are making a comeback. That's all I'm saying. I ain't talking about no Phoenix down either. But, yeah, then we see... I
want you to pause at 18 seconds. Can you pause it at 18 seconds?
Pause it at 18 seconds.
What's in Sephiroth's hand?
That is, I would believe to be the arm of Genova or some body part of Genova.
I would think so too, but like, why does he just have that? Where's the rest of her? Where's the rest of her?
Maybe that's
seven Dragon Balls of Genova.
Yes, that's gonna be Sephiroth's side quest throughout this trilogy. Is that he's collecting the Infinity Stones, the Infinity Dragon Balls,
the Infinity Dragon Chaos Emerald Balls.
the bits and pieces of Genova. So maybe
that could be it. It's just that's just very weird.
But because he took the whole body.
Took the whole thing.
Remake, right? So, or maybe, maybe he's using the body parts of Genova to manifest things, or, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe
I've using them as like it. A... I don't know if it could be done.
Yeah, I think that might have to just be a wait and see.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, maybe he's like planting pieces of her body at certain key events or something so he can affect things. I don't know. Like, I love that they've, there are so many different things to focus on in this story now that it's kind of like, oh yeah, like, Sephiroth is, obviously super important. He's like I think he's ultimately controlling all this stuff. But like, we don't know anything. We don't know nothing. And we thought that they were playing coy with all the Zack stuff, like doing that close to the chest, and they're like, oh yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know.
Sephiroth's not much different. They're playing that one kind of weird.
And they're just like, oh yeah, what is he doing? What is he up to? I mean, that was the first trailer, right? The first announcement mm-hmm. trailer. Well, what are Sephiroth's true intentions or whatever?
What is fact? What is fiction?
Yeah. And that was the first trailer too. So that's been a theme this whole. That's that's what they've been playing with this whole entire time, and I've been loving it because I'm caught up in it, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck's happening anymore. I just want this game to come out, especially after a literal blink and you miss it special guest appearance in this trailer from our boy, our mulleted
boy.
Roche makes a brief, and I mean brief, cameo in this trailer, where he's just literally like a few pixels on the screen. But if you're watching the trailer, I'm sure everyone listening to this is probably, it's already knows that at this point, but when I was watching it in slow-mo the first time, I was like, wait a fucking second. Because like, and you watch it at regular speed, it's literally half a second, not even. And you're like, oh, there's a red bike and the Junon parade. And you're like, wait, that guy's got a weirdly squared hairstyle from the front. I'm like, that's our boy. And I was hoping he was going to have a little, I don't know, we're going to see him do some fucking wheelies or something. Like in the
maybe
remake
you
trailer,
will.
You know? Yes, if we are still getting another trailer, which is another rumor.
Certainty. We're going to have a launch day trailer at the least.
Yeah. Probably like the week before or something, or the week of.
Because
I feel like that's how it was last time, where it was like either the week of or the like 5 days beforehand or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the... a possibly rumored state of play that may or may not be happening.
No.
Which is, you know, I don't
Does
really...
Does your uncle work for Sony?
I don't really buy into a lot of the, like, state of play or Nintendo Direct's rumors, because it's just a key to disappointment a lot of the time, because then people be like, oh man, like, do you see this? And I also, and then if stuff ends up being real, I also don't want to be spoiled on stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be surprised. I want to go in not knowing anything and having zero expectations, so that if there's nothing, okay, I didn't expect anything. But if there is something, I flip the fuck out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see a Jet Set Radio or something, you know, being like, whoa. But yeah, no, I would be very curious. I mean, I even after this trailer, I don't know if I want another one. Like, even this one, I'm like, I don't know if we needed this trailer. But if they're going to do another one after this, I'm like, I don't know. Like,
here's the thing. They've done such a good job with all these trailers that I think they could do 7 more trailers and it won't upset anybody. Because they know how to, and this wasn't always true at Square Enix, but they know how to show us enough to get us excited, but really not give anything away.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
What have they given away?
They definitely...
the only thing they've given us is that Zack and Biggs are in the same world. That's really all they've given us.
Mm-hmm. And, yep, that's the only real solid information that we have. But how solid even is it, even though we saw it with our own eyes?
How solid
is any of it real? Is Red 13 having a dream? Is that what this is going to end up being at the end? Or maybe this is all Vincent's dream. And he wakes up in the coffin. Who dares disturb my slumber? But no, I'm excited. I mean, I don't think... I'm surprised that they even showed Vincent's face in that one. I thought they were going to hold out on that until the very end, but... I don't think... Because I don't think he's probably going to have too much, like, more going on in the game, because that, to me, feels like we're going to find him, and then, like, he'll be, like, kind of hanging out, but then the game's going to end shortly after that, you know? Kind of like Red 13 in the last
game. Yeah, I was going to say, same ordeal with Red 13.
You know, he's going to be like, oh, I'll... You know, I'm going to... Oh, well, I mean, if the... And the combat, I guess, you know... He'd be great to be one of the people standing out on the perimeter, just walking around taking pot shots at people. You know? I think that'd be great. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what else they could show, honestly. Because even, like, this trailer is a lot of things that we've seen, sort of. But I guess the next thing I want to talk about here is the shot of... Sephiroth.
Perfect. That's what I was going to ask.
With the whispers behind him.
The whispers.
And
so what do you think this is? You think this is the moment?
I'm on the side of that this is the other side of the end of the last trailer of Aerith's death scene. And play it
at 0.25 speed and look at, like, Sephiroth as he, like, motions towards the camera. Okay, if you catch his eye, that's the look of a man ready to fucking kill.
Ready to kill.
Like, right at 23 seconds, as he's, like, charging in, that's a predator.
I didn't think that initially, just because I'm like, oh, it's not the iconic, like, downward stab, right? But I'm like, that seems a lot more vicious to me. Like, that seems a lot more, like... I'm going to...
Like, he's going to enjoy this.
Like, the original game, it was almost like... I don't want to call it majestic, but kind of. You know, it was like slow-mo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like dramatic and very kind of like, you know, theatrical in a lot of ways, you know. But I feel like they're not going to do that this time around. Like it's it feels no. like they're cranking a lot of things up here, you know.
I think there's going to be a lot of red herrings and them teasing it. Like, I think mm-hmm. they're going to want to make Sephiroth seem like a horror movie character. Like, you know, when you see, like, Freddy or Jason.
I was
going to
say Freddy, yeah.
But, yeah, like, Jason legit, I think that's what they're going to go for. They're, like, lurking around any corner is a dude who wants to kill someone.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows if he can, you know, if he can spirit transfer between any of the copies, right? Any of the clones. I mean, that could be a problem that in itself, you know. And he's just like, oh, hey, I'm just going to be over here now. And maybe that's how he gets around. Who knows? And then, but then he also exists in outside of space somewhere in his
yep.
actual body, quote unquote. If it is his act, like, because who knows? Like, is this, I mean, I don't know. Did we ever agree on, like, is this is like actual, like, physical Sephiroth and not just like some projection or.
Yeah, I don't think we're at the physical Sephiroth yet. I don't think we're there yet.
Because he would still be in the crater, right? So.
Yeah.
Or is he?
And, well.
We don't know. We don't know yet. And then maybe that'll be. Maybe they'll play with that a little bit. Hadn't really thought about that recently. But I'm convinced that, I mean, if you just, like, the lighting and the fact that the whispers are there, it's, I mean, unless it's, like, some sort of, like, a vision or something, you know, it could, like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping it's not that, you know, that it's just like, oh, we're kind of teasing Aerith's death, and then it's like, ah, oh, it was just a, gotcha. But I mean, they could do that. But if it pays off in a way, because like kind of with the Zack stuff as well, I'm like that's another thing where like I'm really interested to see where they take Zack with all this, and because like they wouldn't bring him back for, you know what I mean, just be like, hey, everyone knows this guy, right? Like, whoa, you know, they're not, you know, it's not for all shits and giggles. He's not like. I mean, if they brought him back and he was just, like, in the game now, you know, and everything else was the same, but Zack's also here now, you know, that, I mean, that would be not as great, I don't think, but, you know, and if I mean, there is that tiny, 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 like, 0.00001% of me that's like, they're not going to kill Aerith. Like, that's, they're going to not kill her this time, and it's gonna be something else is gonna happen. And but I'm like, yeah, no, I think I don't know. Ultimately, I think she is gonna die, but I just don't know if it's gonna be in the same way. Because it
I
seems like
the question does it happen in this game?
Yeah, that too. That's like they keep kind of setting, you know, the original timeline. Or, you know, time of events, I guess. Kind of being like, all right, well, it could happen here. And, like, I feel like that'll probably be, like, the actual cliffhanger of the game. I would imagine. If they were going to do it here. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that would be, you know, going into the singularity, kind of, you know? That this is like the point of no return, sort of.
The event horizon.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, man. That stuff, that as well, I'm super interested to find out how all that stuff works, because I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, how's Sephiroth running behind the curtain exactly, you know, and does he even know what he's doing? Does he just like, oh, I just have this I could just do this, and then I'm just gonna, I don't know, just gonna start pulling on shit. I don't know. Start pulling on cables and wires and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess it is a good question of how much agency he has in all of this at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
And I know that, yeah, we did do that episode at one point, kind of talking about it, how much... Mm-hmm. Is it him? Is it Genova? Is it, like, a combination? Is there something else that's going to be introduced, maybe? You know, that is... Are they going to have Sephiroth... are they going to try to redeem him and be like, oh, he's a victim in this, and then we're going to be like, all right, Sephiroth, we're gonna save you. Although you did mention,
you want me to pull that up now?
Yeah. I feel like okay. That's a good time.
We'll take a little detour.
Yeah.
Let me see. How did I find it last time? Shit. Okay, 1 second. Maybe move on to the next shot in the trailer.
Yeah. Let me. Yuffie looks great. Yuffie looks great in this game. And then we see, with some more of the actually, I'm surprised that they showed the same dual attack there, but with Aerith and Cloud. Although,
we can't give away too much.
I'm watching it in slow motion. I feel like that's a tri attack, actually. I think that's Cloud, Aerith, and Barret doing one. And then we only just saw the beginning part of it in the last trailer. I think? I don't know, actually. Now I'm watching it in slow motion, I'm like, oh. Which, I guess that makes sense, right? You would have ones where it's all three of your active party members, right? I would assume so. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's obviously going to be, like, the dual techs, but there's got to be, like, you know, full team attacks, I would imagine.
Okay, I can't hunt it down just yet. But I remember most of it off the top of my head. Basically, on the Japanese Twitter, when they tweeted this out, on the Japanese FF7 Twitter, let me be clear, when they tweeted this out, they said something along the lines of, Sephiroth wants to rule the planet as his friends try to stop him.
Mm-hmm. And that's... Which... it's very, it's very interesting.
To say the least.
Because what does that mean? And you're like... My first initial thought would be, oh, that's just like a mistranslation or something. But...
Could be.
It's too specific, I feel like, to be a mistranslation. You know? Because, like, I don't really know Japanese very well, but, you know, I don't think you would confuse those words, you know?
Yeah, maybe. You'd be hard-pressed.
So, and it's like, what does that mean? And I feel like that's what got us on the whole Angeal thing, right? Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, Angeal and Genesis coming to, like, they're going to save Sephiroth, but then Cloud's going to be like, the fuck you are.
Fucking, how about no?
like this guy's a fucking monster. We got to put him down, you know? And then we have to fight them off. And then Zach comes in and he's going, what did you do, Angeal? But no, I honestly think ever since we talked about that, it's kind of been bubbling in the back of my mind of like, Yeah. I mean, I keep struggling to think of a good reason for Genesis to come back. I mean, even though, you know, because just based on the information we have now, I feel like they're going to introduce more stuff that will be like, oh, okay, you know, like if we're really going to pull like, everyone's here, sort of deal. I would just hope that it would be more than just like, oh, hey, we're gonna see like Genesis like around the corner or something, you know, like just like he's, you know, the camera goes out of focus.
He's at the gold saucer.
In the corner. You know, and he's reading the Loveless book and eating a fucking dumb apple. And that's it, you know? So I'm hoping that it's a bit more deep, and I think genuinely that would be an interesting turn for them to take. I feel like they could. That is a very interesting direction that they could take.
Yeah.
That they're just like, hey, you know, we know that you're not good. And then if we also consider that possibly Glenn is going to show up as well, like, you know, like, are they going to try and be like, oh, you know, Sephiroth, we know you're just, you know, you got tied up in all this stuff and you didn't have to do it. And we love you, buddy. Mm-hmm. We're your best old pals. Because I'm trying to take into consideration also the First Soldier stuff as well. Which, you know, we'll do like a separate, you know, we'll talk about that. We'll do like an Ever Crisis, like full-on Ever Crisis episode one day. But, you know, I like the way that they are portraying Sephiroth in that he's just kind of like, oh, I'm a little baby. I'm just a little baby boy. I don't know what friendship is. I don't. It's almost like, you know, fish out of water kind of stuff, which I, you know, if done properly, I feel like is fine enough, you know, in most mm-hmm. in most cases. And just be like, yeah, you guys are gonna, you're making me care about Sephiroth in a way that I hadn't really before, and it's interesting that they're, you know, that they're, oh, they put that stuff out, and then, you know. I think once Rebirth comes out, it's going to be very interesting to see Ever Crisis, and because I'm one of those people that I'm like, oh, okay, are they going to release stuff strategically in Ever Crisis? Is Ever Crisis going to be like a companion to this new trilogy at some point? You know, and like, because we don't know it. Kind of at this point, just seems to be random. to be honest, they're just like, yeah, we're doing, you know, do a little bit of this, you know, here's, we, you know, they just put Yuffie in there. It's like, okay, cool. I was like, oh, I thought, I don't know, maybe that, I thought there was going to be more First Soldier stuff at this point, but who knows, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. They might be holding it.
We'll see. But, yeah, I honestly think Angeal showing up kind of needs to happen, because if everyone's gonna get their due except for Angeal at the end of the day, that kind of sucks, because I think I kind of like Angeal. I mean, he's one of those characters that doesn't really have a lot of presence, like active presence in the game, but his impact is something that kind of, you know, his legacy, you know, his living legacy is kind of what is more, people remember more about him and be like, I don't know. It'd be cool to have him have more to do. Kind of like Genesis, you know, it's the same argument that I have for him. It's like they kind of, I felt like they didn't want to concentrate too much on them in Crisis Core. Even though they're kind of pivotal to that story, but maybe that's just the way that Crisis Core was structured at the time, you know, and that if Crisis Core was remade as like a, you know, remake style game now, I feel like maybe they would have expanded upon it then. Not, you know, and like Reunion, I feel like they just kind of put out just to be like, hey, here's Crisis Core. I know it's like impossible to play it in any other way right now, so we're just going to do this so you guys can play it at least, you know. But I think given the opportunity, I feel like they probably would have done like a full remake of it, you know, because who else, like, who wouldn't, what game director or designer wouldn't want that opportunity, right? You know, to just like update it, and even just to, you know, like all this stuff that they're doing with Remake and Rebirth and all this stuff, like how many times can you have the opportunity to do that, you know? I mean, well, hopefully Hopefully they don't need too many. Hopefully that, you know, they need three more and that's it. maybe some spin-off games or and some DLC, preferably. But
hey, you never know. I think it's inevitable they get involved though. At the end of the day,
just yeah, like they're going to be involved somehow.
Yeah. Again, like, why put Genesis at the end of Dirge's Cerberus? Why keep teasing us with this white feather in all the trailers? Come on. White feather.
Yeah, like it's, and Loveless is, you know, keeps popping up. Like, even though it's not like, you know, we saw the play last trailer, you know, and it's like, I don't know, and again, like you said before, it's like they're, I don't know what's a red herring, and I don't, you know, and I don't know, like, if, am I focusing on the wrong things here? Am I looking at it from the wrong perspective, you know? But I guess, you know, as of recording this, we have, what, 5 weeks now? 6 weeks? So...
Let's call it six,
yeah. So we won't have to wait that much longer to find out at least some stuff. But yeah, I guess I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, the last like kind of third of this trailer here, where we get the words of those destined for rebirth. Do not fear. Was it the unknown journey?
No, just the unknown.
The unknown. Which we see it. There's a couple of things there. I mean, the chief among them being Cloud's voice actor. Was that Cody? Not Cody Christian, right? Christian. That was the
Cody Christian.
The old one. Oh, that's the new one?
I believe so. One second.
I think I had a brain fart there.
Can confirm.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, I think it is the new one.
Cody Christian.
Yeah. Goddamn, dude. that Tifa scream sent chills down my body the first time I saw this trailer. I was like, Jesus, dude. We're gonna get. This game's gonna fuck us up. I think it's gonna fuck people up, man. And. I guess, and we have Hojo here. I'm assuming. I saw some people asking, like, "Oh, who is he talking to?"
Oh, Hojo.
Yeah, and it's like, I think
I'm gonna guess he's talking to Cloud.
Cloud, right? Like, that seemed pretty obvious to me. But I saw some people being like, what the hell's going on? But oh yeah, that I guess with that scene with Tifa, I get so distracted by the scream that I feel like I always
Bizarro
forget
Sephiroth.
Like I forget the visuals of what's happening. So I guess that's when Tifa falls into the live stream, right? And because we saw a little bit of that in the, was that two trailers ago? I think.
Yeah, we saw her swimming through the live stream.
Yeah, we see the emerald weapon here. I think that's the emerald weapon, right? I'm just saying that because it's green. I think that's it's been a while. But I think that's what that is, right?
What? What?
The weapon there that we see.
Is. Reminiscent of Bizarro Sephiroth, and give me one second.
Like the
that's
you know,
the thing. So in the original, that was called Bizarro Sephiroth. However,
that was
a mistranslation.
Okay.
That was a mistranslation. What it was supposed to say was Rebirth Sephiroth.
You don't say. You don't say. That's very interesting. And I feel like, wait, where is... Oh, I guess that's in the, that's the Junon boat, right? Okay, that's why I was just looking at the end there. And that shot of Cloud jumping at Sephiroth, and Sephiroth's got the wing out. That's such an amazing shot.
Classic.
Like that's gonna be. Shit, I mean, that should be my desktop now. Fuck it.
Also, don't ask me why I looked into this, but I think they added some belts to Tifa's arm. Those were there in Remake. I know this is a very odd observation.
Hold up.
Yeah, on her left arm. I don't remember that.
Well, because she
She has, like, the buckle. I know she has, like, the buckled, like, thing on. But I don't remember that.
She has like the doesn't she have like
the arm guard, yeah.
Yeah, like the arm.
But I don't remember
armor.
All those belts.
The armor.
Oh wait. Okay, there were belts, but there were less belts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's our boy.
That's our
coming
boy
back.
Right there.
The belt boy himself. making his return, making himself known. But yeah, man, this trailer was really fucking hype, and I also love that they matched it to the Crab Warden version of the battle theme.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like perfectly. This was just a hype trailer. calling it the official
plain
trailer. They should just call it the hype trailer. Because that's all it was. Just pure distilled
it
hype.
Certainly did its job.
But yeah, I mean, and that's another thing too. It's like there wasn't too much, you know, but there's enough. There's enough little crumbs in there. Like, and at first, because when
enough
I first saw this... I first saw this pop up on Instagram. I was like, oh, this is just some, you know, I thought it was just another cut of the last trailer that we saw, but then immediately was seeing the new footage of Nibelheim, and I'm like, this is something else. Okay, hold up. I gotta find this and not watch it.
You know
in,
what I might?
Instagram cropping.
You know what I might have to do? You know this final shot of Cloud at about 49 seconds where he's looking wide-eyed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the Junon boat, I would have to imagine.
It's interesting.
Because you see, I think before, you see Sephiroth doing a T-pose, and he's probably doing his, you know, he's probably monologuing or some shit. Before he does the, you know, before we do the Genova fight, I would imagine, or after, I don't know, maybe. Because I'm trying
to,
I don't think, I'm like trying to like look at the surroundings, and I'm like, that kind of looks like it could be in the bottom portion of a boat, I guess. I guess so. Wait,
tried
hold on a second.
Those pupils of his to say, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on a second. Because right after that, what is that Edge of Creation?
Yep.
Huh.
But I think that could just be part of the recap video. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And I feel like, and I maybe that's, I did have that thought when I kept being curious about like why they keep showing like the ending of Remake, you know, from these different perspectives, and I'm thinking like, is that like important to the story, or is that literally just like it's going to be at the beginning of the game is like a recap, like, oh, well, you know, how you might wonder how we got here. You know, just,
yep,
you know,
that's
and I transition that into Cloud's flashbacks, maybe have Cloud narrate the events of the last game, and then I don't know, transition that into him talking about the Nibelheim stuff, or it's like, oh, but I should actually, this story starts even even before all that. And then we get to see weird Zack Cloud, which I'm kind of terrified of, like, a beat Cloud a little bit. It's kind of, even that little bit that we got of him was just a little unnerved. Oh, did you sneeze? I'm sorry. Cut out.
I'm sneezing over here.
Yeah. I just heard "ooh," and I was like, "Oh, was that a sneeze?" Yes. Discord cut you out. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm still riding the high from the last trailer. So, you know, this is just a nice little this little cherry on top before the fourth main course of whatever the next trailer is going to be. Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know what they could show in another trailer. I feel like, because even people were saying for even the last trailer they were showing too much, which I could maybe understand, but, like, I don't know. I feel like that was like, you know, considering the progression of the trailers that we've gotten, like, that was a good, like, payoff. Like, I would be happy if that was the last trailer that we got before the game came out.
Me too.
You know?
But there's another one coming.
But I wonder, I guess the only other thing that they really could do is, like, go back into the Sephiroth stuff. And maybe,
yeah,
we'll see some more of that stuff, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully nothing, you know, super spoily. No Barrett stabbing, no Virgil reveals here, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, who knows, it might end in a, that will, you know, tie back into what I said before, Genesis, holding a, you know, he's sitting on a park bench or something. The party walks by him and he's sitting on the park bench eating a dumb apple. And he's sitting next to Glenn. I wonder how those two would interact with each other. Glenn, I mean, I don't know. We still don't know how we get to the point where Glenn is fighting Sephiroth at that we saw in the trailer, so don't know what happens yet. So that's why I'm wondering today. Like, I wonder if the next Ever Crisis update is going to be for Soldier, and it's going to be whatever
it's gotta be.
Like, if that is him, then I don't see any other option. I don't see any other options for them. But I'm always happy to have a little bit of hype in my life, or a lot of hype, especially ones that that were just totally out of left field, just like, oh, here's this shit, yeah, take that, have a good ass Monday. Yeah. You know, and you know, because people don't know this, Martin Luther King, really big Final Fantasy fan.
He is. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's common knowledge. And everybody knows that.
I mean, I just am now imagining Sephiroth. I have a dream. I will no longer wait a minute. What did he say in the fucking in Advent Children? I'll no longer be a dream.
I'll never be just a memory.
I'll never
I have a memory.
I have a memory. That everybody is dead, I guess. And that's the other thing, too. Like, what the fuck, Sephiroth? What do you want? Do you want to just, like, you know, get a fucking hug or something? is that where it's all going to end up? It's like, oh, Sephiroth, you just never... You didn't get enough hugs in your life, man. You didn't... We're just going to hug it out. We're just going to have a big group hug at the end. She's like, okay, Sephiroth, you can cry now. It's okay. We'll... we'll kill Hojo. We'll just get that right out of the way. We won't wait until Dirge for that one. We'll just... Fucking your weird... kind of, sort of, dad.
You know what's Maybe. So funny is, like, I'm so, like, curious about who Cloud's father is that when I first saw the mayor in this trailer, I was like, oh, no, that's the mayor.
Dad! I mean, the way Cloud reacted, you know, maybe. I could buy that there was some connection there.
No, his dad isn't in Nibelheim during the time, so.
Yeah. What is the haps on Cloud's dad? What is that? I've never really considered it.
I've looked as far into this as I can. I have
good.
Almost nothing, but I have something.
Oh, okay.
But I have something. So the idea was Cloud's father is a drifter. Not necessarily that he's a homeless guy, but that he kind of rolled into Nibelheim, got Cloud's mom pregnant, kind of disappeared after
and
that.
And just went away.
That's kind of the idea.
Immaculate conception.
However, that's just the story. What we do know that I find very suspicious is that, you know, the whole memory and story of Cloud in his younger days where he's playing with Tifa and then Tifa falls and all the boys blame it on Cloud and then Cloud's not allowed to hang out with Tifa anymore, that whole thing. The father, Tifa's father, is the one who wouldn't let her play with Cloud. Tifa's father was the one who's like, you should stay away from that boy. Always stay away from that boy. But I'm wondering, I'm like, does Tifa's father know who Cloud's father is? And is like, based on who the father is, you should stay away from him.
That's interesting.
But it also makes sense. Like, hey, his father knocked up his mother and just ditched. I'll be damned if he's going to do that to my daughter.
Don't be hanging out with no bastards, okay?
It's going to be a long night in Nibelheim if that shit goes down. But yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's something that never really crossed my mind at any point. Oddly enough, you know, even though we know that he, you know, we've seen his mom before, so it's like, oh, I mean, yeah, I guess he should have a dad, right? Is Sephiroth going to be his dad? Did he get a time travel? Or is like, Angeal or something? Angeal's dad? And then he's going to be like, they're going to be stepbrothers? No. That's the exact reason I don't really, because a lot of the times when it comes into that stuff, I find that a lot of the times it gets too complicated, and then it ultimately ends up not mattering as much anymore. But who knows? Maybe they'll reapproach that stuff, or maybe he'll just be a shadow man. Maybe you know. I like that one when it's like, hey, you just don't need to know who he is. He's just a dude. He has no significance to anything. He's just a guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's meant to be, you know, he's trauma. That's all he was designed to be, is trauma. Which kind? Well, that's where the true mystery lies, I guess. But, yeah, I guess... I don't know. I can't wait for this fucking game to come out.
It's not far away. We're right there, dude.
I mean, it still doesn't feel that long since Remake came out, honestly. But we're coming up on 4 years. In March, right? What was it? Or April?
It's coming. 4 years in April.
Yeah. Shit, man. At least we don't have to wait until April, hopefully. Imagine if they just like, we're going to delay it for... push it back a couple weeks. Which, you know... I mean, hey, yeah, what's another couple of weeks at the after 4 years? But, you know, would not be great also. I don't know. I've run out of things to say. And I'm also tired. So I guess unless you have anything else to say.
Let me see.
Was there? I don't think there was anything we missed.
I think we covered everything. I mean, look, it's a 60-second trailer. We made an hour.
Yeah. Hey, and I wasn't quite sure we were gonna be able to do that. And I was like, oh man, well, we got that Final Fantasy 16 review hot and ready. although maybe I don't know. Maybe at this point we just we'll wait until the DLCs come out and we'll do like a full. Comprehensive review, because I mean at this point you know, when Rebirth comes out, we will be, business will be booming, as they say, so we'll be probably a bit more active, I would imagine. So look forward to that. I'm excited. I can't wait. Hopefully we'll not get another trailer. I mean, of course I want another trailer, but I don't at the same time. I really don't. I just want the game to come out. Just put the game out. That's it. I don't need it. I'm sold.
Won't be long now, my man. Won't be long now.
Yeah. And then, you know, who knows where we'll be at the end of that game. But if you're interested in come checking out the stream at some point. Still don't know if I'm doing on Discord or on Twitch or some other, on YouTube. I don't know, who knows. Not on Discord. Maybe I'll post if I do it live on Twitch, not in the Discord, I'll post about it on our Instagram. How about that? And then if I don't, then it's on the Discord and I'll talk about it here. how about that? Yeah, I guess that's
it. Wrap it here.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to end these things anymore. do you want to count us down this time, sir?
Yeah, we could do that. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.